Shall we pray, Heavenly Father?
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for giving us another time to sit at your table, Lord, and to feast. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for these precious, wonderful moments. We are so thankful. And now, Lord, as we turn the pages of your word, may you give us the food this morning. Because our hands can open these pages, but only you, Lord, can give that inspiration. We pray, Lord, are there any who are sick amongst us? Oh, Lord, may your spirit heal them and touch them, that all together we may rejoice. In Jesus' name we pray with thanks in our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Shall we turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Kings, chapter 11? Now, in the first service, the preacher had taught us on who are we. Yesterday we said we are kings, we are judges.
Amen.
And this morning, we are looking at God serve the king.
Amen.
God
Mulungu
serve the king. We are praying to God. God,
Mulungu,
may you serve the king.
Mulungu,
yes. And in the thought we are looking at, we want to see how can you guard and protect who you are. You need to know who you are, but we also need to protect who we are.
Amen.
So may we read 2 Kings chapter
11
and verse 5. And he commanded them, saying, "This is the thing that you shall do. A third part of you that enter in on the Sabbath shall even be keepers of the watch of the king's house. And a third part shall be at the gate of Sar, and a third part at the gate behind the guard. So shall ye keep the watch of the house, that it be not broken down. And two parts of all you that go forth on the Sabbath, even they shall keep the watch of the house of the Lord about the king. And ye shall compass the king round about, every man with his weapons in his hand, and he that cometh within the ranges, let him be slain. And be ye with the king as he goeth out and as he cometh in." And we jump to verse 11. "And the guard stood, every man with his weapons in his hand, round about the king, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar and the temple. And he brought forth the king's son, and put the crown upon him, and gave him the testimony. And they made him king, and anointed him, and they clapped their hands, and said, God serve the king."
Verse 5. "Na wala mulira kuti chochita inu ndichi, limodzi la magawatatu la inu olowa pa sabata lizili ndira nyumba ya mfumu. Ndi lina lizikala kujibata jasuri, ndi lina kujibata kumbuyo kwa utumigira. Momwemo muzisunga nyumba ndi kuichinjiriza. Ndipo magawa awiri a inu ndi onse utumigira pa sabata. Azili ndilila nyumba ya Yehova kuizinga mfumu. Ndimuzinga mfumu yese zida zake manja mwake. Ndiye wakulo wapo ima inupo apedwe. Ndipo muzikala inu ndi mfumu potuluka ndi polowa iye." Ndipo mpafika kulevini. "Ndipo otumikira anakala chilili yese ndi zida zake manja mwake. Kuyambira mbali ya kulamanja kufikira mbali ya kulamazele ya nyumbayo. Kugua la sembe. Ndi kunyumba kuzinga mfumu. Atatero anatulutsa mwana wa mfumu na mwiga kulona na mpata buku la umboni na mlonga mfumu na mzuza na umba manjanati mfumu ikalendi moyo.
Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of His word.
Mulungu adalitse kwerenga kwa mawu ake.
You may be seated, sons.
Tingate kukhala.
Now,
Supanu.
This was a very unusual event in Israel.
Ichi ndicho chitika chosazoroweka mu Israel.
Here was a little child. His name was Joash. He was being protected. On every side, every direction. He was being hidden secretly in the temple. By the priests. They had put people with swords surrounding the temple. And an instruction was given. Any man who comes, man, woman, or anyone, who tries to come and cross a certain perimeter, kill the person. They were protecting Joash. Now, let's go back in history to understand why did such a thing happen. Because it had never happened in Israel. For a king to be protected in the temple. Now remember, these things were written for our ensamples. And yesterday we said, you are a king, you will rule one day. And today we are praying, God save the king. But how did we arrive at such a thing? Because a temple, how is it? We are having soldiers with swords now. Things had changed in Israel. But when you go back in history, it never used to be like that. There was a time when you didn't need soldiers around the temple. Those were times of King David. When the word of God was honored and respected by the king himself. King David was a man after God's heart. He was surrounded by singers. Not singers of today who just sit down and compose a song and try to put a nice beat to it. No. There was a man called Asaf. He was not an artist. You know, today in churches, in Pentecostal churches, sorry, my brother, let me slow down. In Pentecostal churches today, they don't call them song leaders. They call them artists. Because drama has entered what you call worship. Okay? But when you read about Asaf and his sons, the Bible says Asaf was a seer. He used to see visions. He used to prophesy. And, you know, he would sit before the king. And when the Spirit of God comes on him, he begins to sing those words. And there were scribes who would write. And today we read those as psalms. They are prophecies. So the times of David were such a glorious time. And You know, God told David, I will establish your kingdom forever. Well, David died. His son succeeded him, Solomon. And Solomon was not a man of war. The way his father was. When Solomon became king, everything was at rest. There was peace in the kingdom. But there is also a danger which comes with times of peace. You know, war is important. There was no war, there was no battle, and backsliding set in.
Yes.
Solomon so much enjoyed peace. He wanted this peace to continue. So as a way to prolong this peace, he started marrying wives of nations which used to be enemies of Israel. Until he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. Sustaining peace. Peace is good. But never get it at the expense of God's word. It's better to have war and be at peace with God's word. So Solomon married women who used to worship idols. When he was young, they told him, "Who worship the same God you worship." But you know, the Bible says, as Solomon aged, the wives influenced him into the worship of these idols. And God was not happy with that. And God told, you know, Solomon, you see, when he had a son, this son became worse. And God tore the kingdom into two. Now I want you to look to the board for writing. Remember yesterday we have a board here, right? Okay. Now, if I were to ask you to draw the map of Malawi, let's do a little exercise. Can you draw the map of Malawi in the air?
Yes.
Some of you are not drawing. I want to see everyone drawing. Show me, how is the map of Malawi? Oh. The one you've drawn, show me where Lake Malawi is. Show me where. Okay. Now, Malawi is not in the Bible.
Malawi is still in Bible.
So let's go back to the Bible. We want to draw a map which is of interest to all of us. So we have a map here. We have a board. Now, this board, this is the map of Israel.
Amen.
All eyes on the board. So, here we have Mediterranean Sea. So the map goes like this. Here there's Egypt. We are starting with Egypt, not because we are talking about it. But I know you know somewhere where Egypt is. So Egypt is here. And then here you have Israel. The Mediterranean Sea is here. So this map of Israel, it has a little lake here. Galilee.
Galilee.
Then this lake, there's a river here. a lake here, then there's a river. This river connects with the Dead Sea here. So you have Galilee, you have Dead Sea, and there's a river in between. That's the River Jordan, where Jesus was baptized. Now, this used to be one nation of Israel. But because of wrong things Solomon did, God had warned that he will split the nation. And out of the 12 tribes, there will be some tribes which will rebel and go under a different man. So what you had now is this. This nation got divided into two. In the southern part, you had Judah. In the northern part is what remained as Israel. So the family of David started ruling in the southern part. So it's no longer the whole nation which is called Israel. Only the one at the bottom was called Judah. The one in the northern part came to be known as Israel. And the family of David now only had two tribes under its control. Judah, if my memory serves me right, should be Benjamin also. Now, look at what is happening. These northern tribes, they were rotten. They completely went into sin. Wrong things. But this Judah, the nation of Judah, they still had kings, you know, who honored the word of God. Now, here is what is happening. In Israel, there was a wicked king one day by the name of Ahab. He was married to a woman called Jezebel. At that time, Judah. I believe now you understand when we say Judah, when we say Israel. Are we together? Judah had a king who was walking in the ways of God. His name was Jehoshaphat. He still had the fear of God in him. Now, let us go to... We read about what happened. Let us go to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 34. So yesterday we took up much time. We want to see how we can manage our time better this morning. Second Chronicles 20, verse 34. Now, before we read, let me explain something. So you have Jehoshaphat in Judah, a man who fears God. But in the north you have Ahab. Ahab is a wicked king. When Ahab died, his son Ahaziah became king. Now, what do you have now? In Israel, who is the new king? After Ahab has died, who is king? Hello? Ahaziah. But in Judah, you still have Jehoshaphat. Now, see what is happening now. Jehoshaphat, a righteous king. But in Israel, you have people who don't obey God. They worship idols. But you know, Jehoshaphat has a business idea. Says, if we can have a business of making boats, we hear there is a business opportunity. These boats, we can trade them into Tarshish. That's another place altogether. And he feels, you know, we can put capital together with the one who is king in Israel. I want to see if you're following. Who is king in Israel? Ahaziah. So, a righteous man feels there's a business opportunity here. Anyway, I know these Israelites, they don't walk in the ways of God, but this will just be business. So he goes into a business alliance with this man
Ahaziah.
Now let's see what happened. 2 Chronicles 20:34. It begins by telling us the testimony of Jehoshaphat. What verse did we say? 34. All right, let us start from verse 34. Now, the rest... I want us to understand who Jehoshaphat is. Let us start from verse 31. And Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shiri. And he walked in the way of Asa, his father, and departed not from it, doing that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Just read those verses first.
Momemo Yehoshaphati anakala mfumu ya Yuda, anali wazaga magume atatu mhambuzi sanu polowa ufumu wake. Nakala mfumu Yerusalemu zaga magume awiri ndizina lagila mage ndiye Azuba mwana wa si. Ndipo anaenda mjira ya Asa adade wake.
Did you hear that Jehoshaphat, his father, was also a righteous man? Did you hear that? So you can see that there was an influence from his father. And Jehoshaphat also had a good testimony. It continues saying in verse 34, now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Jehu, the son of Hanani, who is mentioned in the book of the kings of Israel. Read that, brother.
Majididwe ena tsono anazijida Yehoshaphati zoyamba nizotsiriza taonani zirembedwa mbuku la mau aehu mwana wa Hanani.
Now, good testimony.
So, bano, umboni wabu inu.
But I want you to hear something which happened.
Verse
35. Now, here we need to pay attention. Because all of us want to have a good testimony, right? Jehoshaphat had a good testimony, right? Hello? He could look back and say, my father was a righteous man. However, there is a warning here. Never feel encouraged by testimonies of how you were yesterday. I used to pray and fast. I used to evangelize. We thank God for that. But be more concerned of what you are right now. Because in verse 35, And after this, did Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, join himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who did very wickedly?
Zilata hizi, Jehoshaphat mfumu ya Yuda, anapatikikana ndi Ahaziah.
Remember, Ahaziah was king of Israel. And he was a wicked man. But Jehoshaphat wanted to ignore that. He just felt this is just a business relationship. Friends, there are certain lines you should never cross. And now see what happened here. Verse 37. God raised up this brother who had a gift of prophecy to go and warn Jehoshaphat. Then Eliezer, the son of Dodova of Maresha, prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because thou hast joined thyself with Ahaziah, the Lord hath broken thy works, and the ships were broken, that they were not able to go to Tarshish.
Pamenepo Eliezer, mwana wa Dodavar, wa Maresa, ananenera kuntusa Jehoshaphat. Ndikuti, popeza wapatikana ndi Ahaziah, Yehova wapasula nchito zako, ndipo zombo zinasweka zosakoza kumuga ku Tarsis.
You know, God cares for his children.
Mukudziwa Mulungu amasamalira ana ake.
That business deal did not make any profit.
Dongosolo la zamanonda ili sinapindule konse.
Jehoshaphat made a big loss.
Jehoshaphati analuza kwa kukuru.
God cared for Jehoshaphat.
Mulungu anasamalira Jehoshaphat.
Amen. Amen. The business did not work.
Zamalonda zawozo sizinagwire nchito.
Amen.
God speaks in many ways.
Mulungu amalankhula munjira zambiri.
He tried. No profit was coming. He actually made a huge loss. God protected him. However, everyone say, however. God can forgive, God can protect. But this relationship Jehoshaphat had with
Ahaziah,
his children were watching. Oh, daddy has put up business.
Oh, daddy, I got business.
But daddy, how come we are working with this Ahaziah? Jehoshaphat says, no, it's just a business. We are not worshipping their idols.
Yes,
but listen. An act you do in your family, at the place where you work, one way or another, it will influence that person who is looking at that. What looked like a simple, innocent business transaction, it sowed a wrong seed in the mind of the son of Jehoshaphat. When Jehoshaphat died, his son Jehoram, you know what happened? He thought it's okay to marry from the family of Ahab.
Amen.
His father, it was just a business relationship. But his son Jehoram took it a step further. He married the daughter of
Ahab
by the name of
Athaliah.
Now remember, what I am as a father, one way or another, I influence my children in the way they behave. I influence them in their priorities. Now, all of you know the wife of Ahab, right? We know Jezebel, a wicked woman. Jezebel had a daughter, Athaliah.
Athalia.
This daughter
mwana wankazi uyu
got married to Jehoram.
Kwa Jehoram.
And you know how things started happening? The politicians felt now Israel is going to be united with Judah again. Through this marriage, we can see a strong alliance. Unity is good. But never at the expense of the word of God. It was a beautiful marriage. The women ululated. Oh, people clapped. But what you don't see is all this started with Jehoshaphat. Oh, Jehoshaphat is a good name.
Oh, Jehoshaphat is a good name.
But there's one wrong action Jehoshaphat did. It sowed a wrong thinking pattern. His child felt there was nothing wrong even with marrying. Now, Jehoram. Was corrupted by Athalia. Let's see what happened. Let's read 2 Chronicles
21,
verse 6. We are reading about Jehoram. We can start from verse 5. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. And he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Let's hold there. Remember, he is a king of Judah. But yet the word of God tells us he walked in the ways of the kings of Israel. How was that possible? Athalia, who came from the family line of Ahab, brought the influence. Notice this. For he had the daughter of Ahab to wife, and he was wrought, and he wrought that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord. There was corruption. Corruption. Verse 11. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah and caused the inhabitants of Jerusalem to commit fornication and compelled Judah thereto.
Komaso, anamanga misanje mabira Yuda, najitita wokala mu Yerusalemu jigololo na kazigirago Yuda.
You know, when you read these sad incidents, you ask yourself, where are the prophets? When all these things are happening, it's not like the prophets were not there. Because the next verse you read, you actually realize Elijah was around. You know, sometimes evil can abound so much as though people are not even aware of the prophetic message of their time. But the message was there. And when evil was happening, and flourishing, God gave a message to Elijah. Let us read that message. In verse 12. And there came a writing to him from Elijah, the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord God of David, thy father, because thou hast not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat, thy father, nor in the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but has walked in the way of the kings of
Israel,
and has made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to go a whoring. Now listen to the curse which was spoken on him. Verse 14, behold, with a great plague will the Lord smite thy people. Verse 15, and thou shalt have a great sickness by disease of thy bowels. Until thy bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Hey, this was fearful. Did you hear that? Now this is Elijah. He even goes in detail what kind of a sickness it will be. He says, God will strike your stomach.
Amen.
And the sickness will get so worse that your intestines will bulge out. And it was fulfilled. The man became sick. And his bowels became loose. It was a terrible hernia. Until the intestines started moving out of him. Let's fear God. Because there comes a time when you cross the line and he causes such a terrible thing. So Jehoram died.
Anafa.
He spent money on doctors. Nothing happened. But this Jehoram, when he died, his son became king. And the name of his son was
Ahaziah.
This was the son he had with Athaliah. Do you remember who Athaliah is? The daughter of? Daughter of
Jezebel.
So this daughter had a son, Ahaziah. When the father died, Ahaziah becomes king. But it was at that time that there was Jehu. Jehu was anointed to kill these people who were disobeying the word of God. So Jehu killed
Ahaziah.
And this daughter,
Athaliah,
the daughter of Jezebel, she got angry. You know what she did? She started killing all those who could be kings. She wanted to be the ruler herself. Is there something you're not seeing? Like mother, like? Remember, that's how Jezebel was. Athaliah felt, I think I need to be the one to rule. She felt these others would be weak. Let me be the ruler. So anyone who had the potential to become king of Judah, she killed them. But there was a certain woman, Jehosheba. She was the wife of the high priest. Says, no, this is not right. I need to save the last born of
Ahaziah.
So that he is the right one to become king, not what my stepmother is doing. So Athaliah managed to get the kingship to herself. And the nation of Judah saluted her. But she didn't know that there was one person who wasn't killed. The one who was the son of the slain king. Now remember, all these people were wicked people, Ahaziah and everyone. But Jehoshiba stole Josh. Say, let this child be protected. He's the one who's supposed to be king.
Now,
remember, Jehoshiba was a wife to the priest. They felt, if we hide this child, not hiding him in a house, no. Hiding him in the temple.
Amen.
It will preserve the nation.
Amen.
So now, the priest, said, okay, we'll hide the child. And the information should not leak out. Let there be security guards around the temple.
Amen.
And remember, Josh was an infant. He was a small boy. But they said, we shall protect him. There shall be priests guarding. And they got a maid. You'll be feeding the child.
Amen.
When the child is playing, let him not go out. Let him play there. Now, I want you to observe something. The language the priests were using, they didn't say protect the child. They said protect the king. Are we together? Protect the king. Who is the king? He was a normal child. A child does childish things. Joash would be driving a vehicle. But the priest is with the sword. So we're protecting the king. He would be jumping like a small little boy playing around.
Yes, sir.
But the priests were not seeing a child. They were seeing a king. Hallelujah. Out there, there's Queen Athalia. A wicked woman. She believed she had power in her hands. But in the temple, there was a secret. We are protecting the king. Yeah, right now he is young. He seems to have, you know, no power in him. But inside that child was a mind which was growing. The child did not know it was king. But there were those elderly ones who knew that's the king. They were making the child recite the laws of Moses. Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. They are reciting the words, Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. So the young boy was reciting, Behold, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Okay, Josh, let's go through the Ten Commandments. And the child started reciting. Out there, it was business as usual. But inside, Josh is growing. He is taking the word of God in his heart. And the priests were praying. God save the king. God save the king. And they remembered the instruction. If anyone comes, crosses this perimeter, kill the person. Because that person may have known the secret that we are keeping a king here. Even if the person came looking like he's peaceful, he wants to visit, he wants to kill the person. Why? God save the king. Inside that child was the future of the nation. Whether it is morning, God save the king. If this soldier says, okay, I'm tired, another one had to come and take the place. It was security 24/7. Don't leave any loophole. At night, God save the king. God save the king. Everyone say, God save the king. Can we say it together? God save the king. In the morning, in the afternoon, in the evenings, the priests were at their duty. Joash was growing.
Joash akukula.
He's 5 years old.
And he's like 5.
Oh, he knows all. Oh, it's time to go through the Ten Commandments. Completely closed away from the world. Out there, Israel was destroyed. Women were wearing short things. People were worshipping idols. Why? The nation was lost. The ruler was a wicked person. Out there, people were dancing to wrong music. Hallelujah. But inside the temple, God save the king. Hallelujah. It kept on going.
Amen.
When the child was 7 years
old,
the high priest looked at the other priests. I think it's time. The nation needs to know who is their king. Says the time has come for the people to know who is their king. Says, okay.
Shall we know?
Let all the soldiers assemble. It's time to reveal the king. Athalia thought she was still having power. But now the soldiers started arranging the parade. And they took the crown of King David. It's time now to put it on the child. Now, remember, they were calling the child king, but they did not put the crown. Because you only put a crown when now you feel he's grown up. When you are ready to present him to the public. Let's go to where we started. 2 Kings 11.
2 Mafumu 11.
Verse 5.
2 Mafumu 11, verse 5.
Sorry, verse 11.
Verse 11. 2 Mafumu 11, verse 11.
2 Kings chapter 11, verse 11.
2 Mafumu 11.
And the guard stood every man with his weapons in his hand round about the king, from the right corner of the temple to the left corner of the temple, along by the altar and the temple.
Ndipo wotumikira anakhala chiriri yese ndi zida zake mmanja mwake kuyambira mbali ya kulamanja kufikira mbali ya kulamazere ya nyumbayo kuwa lansembe ndi kunyumba kuzinga mfumu.
And he brought forth the king's son and put the crown upon him and gave him the testimony. And they made him king and anointed him. And they clapped their hands and said, God save the king.
Atatero anatulutsa mwana wa mfumu namwika korona nampatsa buku la umboni namlonga mfumu namdzodza naomba mmanja nati mfumu ikhale ndi moyo.
When Joash was ready,
pamene Joash ana kalakonzeka,
When all the priests gathered, they gave him the testimony. You know what the testimony is? The Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments. And they put a crown of power on him. Trumpets sounded. There was jubilation. And Athalia heard it. What's happening? That's a salute to the king. Athalia rushed to the temple. What is going on? Verse 14. And when Athalia heard the noise of the guard and of the people, she came to the people into the temple of the Lord. And when she looked, behold, the king stood by a pillar, as the manner was. And the princes and the trumpeters by the king, and all the people of the land rejoiced and blew with the trumpets. And Athalia rent her clothes and cried, "Treason! Treason!"
Napenya, ndipo taona mfumu ili chilili pa chiwundo, monga ankachita ndi atsogoleri ndi amalipenga pali mfumu. Nakondwelera anthu onse adziko, naomba malipenga. Pamenepo Athalia anangamba zovala zake nafula, "Chiwembu! Chiwembu!"
You know, she still thought she carried power. She said, "You are committing treason. I'm the one who is the queen." The priest there said, "Just get that wicked woman. Go kill her outside."
Amen.
And Joash became the king. Righteousness was restored to the nation.
Amen.
Something to learn here. Three things. I want us to understand one thing, saints. God has given you so many things on you.
Amen.
But there is one thing in you which is king. It's not how your face looks. It's not how your body is. Your legs are important. Your hands are important. Your eyes are important. But there is one thing in you which is different. You have legs. Does a cow have legs?
Yes.
You have a head. Does a monkey have a head?
Yes.
That's right.
But there's something which a monkey doesn't have. Which all animals don't have. It is what crowns you as king. Choice. The ability to make a decision. It's a sacred thing in a human being. We have that thing in us which is in the image and likeness of God. God gave us an ability to have a will. When he created us in the beginning, he loved us.
Amen.
To love him back, it has to be our choice.
Amen.
Today, when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart.
Amen.
You have choice. Now, when you come into this world, you come in a corrupt environment. It's a world full of sin. Even in the so-called churches, the word of God is not honored. It's a world which worships idols. It's a world which worships money. Even when it says it worships God, it's a lie. It's a world of hypocrisy. God is not honored. When you hear music which is called gospel, you can hear Jesus in that song. You can hear hallelujah in it. But it's not worshiping God. Someone made it to earn money. It's a world which is corrupted. It's a world with a man who wears a dog's collar as a reverend. But he's not really a pastor. It's a career he has. He has no fear of God in him. It's a world where Bible colleges have been established. Not to honor God, no. It's a financial system. When the sun sets, the man fornicates. The man commits adultery. When the sun sets, the song leader goes to his bottle. That's a world of religion. It's a corrupt world. When it's daylight, brother and brother say, "Oh, God bless you, brother." There's hatred. There's hypocrisy. That's a world we're living in. When a child is growing up, that's the world he sees around him. He grows up into those patterns of life. Because, friends, you become where you are. You become what you see around you. That ability to choose is affected by things you see around you. But we thank God for Jehosheba. She said, "There is a future if I can take this child and hide him in the temple." Amen.
Amen.
When you heard the word of God, oh, you rejoiced. I'm in the message. Like Jehoshaphat. Hey, Jehoshaphat was a great name. Asa was a great name.
Asa,
like we have today. There are brothers who've stood in the faith. They've left a good example. I hope you are that good example also. But always remember, you need to be prayerful 24/7. Don't become satisfied to say, "Oh, I have this testimony." Hey, you know, when I used to pray and fast, always be reminded, Jehoshaphat was also a good man. But a simple backsliding, it made his son look at that. Daddy did business with that man. His son did a completely wrong thing. He married from the house of Israel. And that was the destruction of Judah.
Hey.
If you're a husband in the home, a simple wrong thing you are doing, your child is watching. You say, yeah, we used to have prayer time as a family.
Hey, but
why has that prayer time stopped? The child who is growing, him you completely throw away the prayer time.
Amen.
Don't take it as a simple thing. It's a start of corruption. Because Jehoram took it further. He went completely in wrong things. But if you're a man of the house, take charge.
Amen.
We are supposed to be at church at 8. Brother Pascal, what time do you start church?
8.
So you say, "Hey, family, we need to be at church 7:30. You look into the ways of your home.
Amen.
The children may not like it, but you are laying a standard. You say, on this day, on that day, we are in prayer. And as a man of the house, you are number one in doing that. If it is prayer and fasting, everyone, you have to be there. When you value time keeping, the family will value it as they grow. But if you come late, the children are seeing that. If you are a sister, instead of keeping good hair the way a believer has to be, there is nothing wrong with this. I saw some believers who do it. Your children will tune it to a larger extent. You say, oh, how is this skirt? Anyway, it's not very long, but it's okay. Just know when your children grow up, they'll shorten it further. And in the long time, the message we saw treasure, it won't look like the way it is looking now. Where did the corruption come through? Jehoshaphat transacting with Ahaziah. As you move on in time, simple things get distorted. Here are three things I want us to take from this story. How will God save the king? And don't think, we don't have those things in our midst. I want to tell you much of the message is fallen. If you don't have it here, just know it's on its way. But you can do something. In you, there is king, there is choice, there is a will. Who are you? You are a son of God. Who are you? You are a king. But you better protect that.
Amen.
How do you protect it? Three things. Number one, don't have any business with the world. We are speaking of spiritual things. Don't have any business with worldly things. If something is not in the word, have nothing to do with it. You stick with the word. Be in prayer. Let them call you old-fashioned. Stay in the word. Don't believe when someone tells you, no, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, times have changed. Be the old-fashioned believer. Don't do any business with
Ahaziah.
Just stay in the word. Don't say no over prayer and fasting. Those are old-fashioned things. Continue praying and seeking the Lord. Don't believe it when they say, no, you can do this and that to your hair. Don't believe it. No business with the world. Number two. What you do, your attitude influences another person. Jehoshaphat, he transacted with
Ahaziah.
But the child was watching. And that child later became king. So what do we do as believers? Don't just say, me, I have faith. It's all right. There is another one who is young in the faith who won't understand what you're doing. So you have a responsibility, not just to yourself, but to another person who is watching you. As an assembly, we are a chain. Your behavior, your attitude towards God's work, it is either encouraging a person or it is discouraging someone. When it's time to pray, let your prayer life inspire another believer. The way you dress, always ask yourself, it's not about how comfortable I am in what I'm wearing. It's not about how comfortable I am in what I'm wearing. It's also about what am I communicating to another person. What example am I showing? Because you are a brother's keeper. If everyone in this church was like you, what kind of a church will it be? The time you come, the way you behave. Imagine if everyone was like you. What kind of a church will it be? Jehoshaphat was not just supposed to think in terms of business. He was supposed to think, what example am I giving to these my children? Now listen. You may do something which is good. There's nothing wrong with it. But it's not every good thing which is the right thing. In the eyes of God, He's not just looking at what you've done. You must have discernment whether it pleases God or not. Is preaching a good thing? Yes. Jesus said, go into all the world, preach. But do you know one day Paul got his Bible, the word in his heart, and he says, let's go preach. That was a good thing. But when they reached the place, the Holy Spirit forbade them, don't. Keep on moving. They reached the place and they wanted to start preaching. The Spirit said, no. So preaching is good. But if you do it not under the leading of the Spirit, it's not right in the eyes of God. And then he saw a vision. God was telling him to go to Macedonia. Our Christian journey is not about doing good things. It's about doing what is right in the eyes of God. So let's be sensitive. Oh, you say, but Pastor, he's the one who did the wrong thing to me. Our Christian journey is not about being right. It's about how can I win my brother's heart. It's a journey of dying to your own rights. For the sake of your brother, for the sake of your sister. May God serve the King in you. Number three. How will God serve the King? That choice in you. That King in you. How will it be served? By being in the right place. Your environment influences what you become. Do you know that Joash came from a bad family? His father was not a righteous man. Or his mother. Or his family. It was a messed up family. But his aunt, Jehoshiba, she said, okay, if he can be taken from this family environment and be protected in the temple, the nation has a future. My brothers, the world is evil out there. Protect your mind. These phones, they can be a doorway to evil. When your children go to school, there's wickedness there. You turn on television, wicked things there. You better protect your mind. How do you protect it? In the word of God. When there's a prayer meeting, be found. Your mind should have security. When you wake up in the morning, tune in. Save messages here. Save preachings here. Listen to a preaching. You say, okay, in the morning I'll just listen 10 minutes. You listen 10 minutes. You kneel down, you pray. You worship the Lord. You commit your day in the hands of God. You gather your family together. Read the scripture. What are you doing? You are protecting the Joash in you. Because out there are demons, there are evil spirits there. Brother, protect your mind. Because when you go for work, there is a woman who wants to sin with you. But when you protect the Joash in you, your heart is full of the word of God. Joash is being protected. Hallelujah. God save the king. How does God save the king? You need swords. On the east, on the west, everywhere. Anything which comes near, let it be killed. If you are listening to the radio, you are listening to news. News. Ah, brother, what are you doing? I'm listening to news. When the news ends, ah, a worldly music comes. Hey, there's disco. God save the king. Switch it off. Switch it off.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Otherwise, you start tapping also. New theater.
How is that?
God help us.
Switch now to gospel music. Because there is filth and evil in the radio, in the TV, out there. But when the word of God is in you, and when the king is crowned in you, there is no devils now which will defeat you. When darkness comes, you have strength to resist it. Why? Because your mind is in the right environment. Shall we stand as we read Psalm chapter 1? Psalm chapter 1.
Masalimo 1.
Verse 1 to 6. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Wodala muntuyo wosenda mupungu waoipa, kabena woseminila mjira ya ochima, kabena wosakalabasi pabalola onyoza.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night.
Komatu chilamulo cha Yehova muli chikondwelero chake. Ndipo chilamulo chake amalingirira usana ndi usiku.
Did you hear that?
Kodi mukumva zimenezo?
Meditating on the word day and night.
Kulingalira pamau usiku ndi usana.
That is what will protect the king.
Chimenecho ndi chimene chingatetezere mfumu mwainu.
Do not think other people are just strong in the faith. Me, I'm weak. I keep sinning.
Musamaganize kuti anthu ena oh alina chikhulupiriro champhamvu koma ine ndizingopitira ochimwa ndinofoka.
This your strength is walking in the way of the Lord day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
Amen.
Can I ask you something about this tree? Why is it bearing forth fruit? According to this context, it is because of where it is.
Hallelujah.
By the rivers.
Hallelujah.
If you take the same tree and plant it in a desert, it won't be green.
Hallelujah.
It won't bear forth fruit.
Hallelujah.
So what kind of a believer are you? What kind of a tree are you? You become where you are. If you are always with people who gossip, you become a gossiper. If every time you are with your brethren who talk about the word, who talk about evangelism, you become like that. Even when you have a wrong thought, it will be defeated by the fellowship you are in. And that is why Paul said, don't give up the habit of meeting together. The way we have gathered, there is strength in this. Hallelujah. There is power. May you serve that king by those three things. God bless you. Amen.